Welcome everyone to call three.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello and aloha. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. All right. Okay, everyone breathe. Go ahead and put your attention on the back of your throat and allow air, oxygen to flow into your body. Very, very, very good. Very tempted to shift how we do our calls to go to the questions you have first, but I've told everyone we're going to do it the other way, so I don't want to shift that. But what I'm going to ask you to do is to maintain that high space, that elevated aspect of yourself. And if you can't do anything else, I want you to keep the light on when we get to the questions so we can keep the energy up through them. Okay, I know a lot of you are at that place where you've really called forward what you're working on, which is evolution. If your idea of evolution is that we are getting rid of all of our stuff without actually getting the wisdom out of it, so we're not repeating it, then this might be a little harder for you to make that transition. This is working from the inside out, actually knowing the power is within you. Okay. Now, if you are in my Magnetic Lotus group, I want you to go ahead and turn on the Magnetic Lotus within you. If you are not, here's another way you can get close to this energy. Imagine a white candle in your core and light it. And allow the Christos just to be all through you. I'm going to go ahead and work on that with everyone. This is divine and healing energy. Many masters have used this energy. And what's lovely about it is available to everyone, but so many people miss it. Okay, very good. It's the perfect gateway to higher energies because it has a discerning quality to it. Okay, very good. All right, I want to see you on the upgraded earth. So I want you to see your feet planted on the earth. And this is the beautiful turquoise earth, the evolved earth in her highest consciousness. This is the part of the earth you want to connect with. If you're feeling a little like you don't really belong, you're probably resonating in places that aren't resonant to you. So get right here. Okay, we're going to make another bubble around your body like an aura with you. This can also be turquoise, and this will be the mind of equanimity, the calm mind, the divine feminine mind that knows how to self-nurture. That is an aspect of your divine identity. And without her, you're not growing when you call spirit. Without her, there won't be a maturation process. There will just be, you know, the identity of I am weak, I'm not worthy, and please come help me. So if you're evolving, you want to be a co-creator. And as a co-creator, doesn't mean you're egotistical, but you're balanced enough to allow the light in and you allow the dance to show you. And your calm aspect, the calm mind of equanimity, knows how to self-soothe and heal. And so when she sees an aspect of yourself that's just a little worried, she can say, oh, I noticed that part is worried. She doesn't immediately turn to worry as her full identity. She maintains it, but she draws the worry into her so that she can transform it. Now, some of you get a little confused here, and you pull in the trauma of the world to you, and you're wondering why you can't eat this whole elephant. And I ask you just to bring in the light that is you within that. And that white light might be hidden, but it's you. You kind of sense it and allow it in. You can let what is not you just fall to the wayside. And generally, when you're in creation with something, a whole lot of friends come in to help you be there. That's just basic law. Okay. Get everybody reminding. We're going to bring in the spirit, the divine masculine, to do the dance. So that when we're really working with source, working with all the flows, we're able to do this in our evolving, maturing, beautiful space. Very good. And when I planned the iRise call, this wasn't part of what I had in it. But when I was doing the meditations after our last call, it came through to please add this in. So we're going to do this. Within your core, there's all types of lines. And one of them is a life force line. It's the one that keeps you alive in your body. So with that light, with that Christo self, or you, and that's what I want you to default to if you can't find anything else, or you can use the mind of equanimity. They're kind of one and the same, just different aspects. But, you know, as we're integrating, they may appear different with you. And if you have a completely different concept, that's fine. But I want you to be in that neutral, big L, unconditional love. Not transactional. Unconditional love. Very good. So we're seeing this move through, everyone. We're going to work with three, you know, a braid, basically, is what I was told, that exists within all of us. And we've worked with these before, but we want to see how they're interconnected. How they're interconnected within our life force, and how we actually, when we get into our sovereign spiritual space, we can work with this. We're going to work with the obvious one first, and that is the life force. So within this braid that you see within your core, connecting to spirit, we're going to find the life force cord. It might look like it's been through a lot. It's okay. And if you don't imagine it or feel it, it's okay. What I want you to do is just however you do it in your knowing, in your feeling, in your sight, whichever one, they all work. I want you just to allow the light, the source light, to go right through that life force and just clean off all the aspects that are inhibiting the perfect flow of life force into your body. If you don't, you have all the money in the world, but if you don't have much life force, it doesn't have much meaning for you. And within that cord, you might see other lines. Lots of other lines. Just go ahead and see that move. Some of you have myelin sheath issues. Just imagine that perfectly in working order within the life force. And the detox to work exactly the way it needs to work. And imprinting in this deep level, you want to do it, you know, in the positive, 100% physical potential in my life cord, force braided cord. Good. I'm going to stay with this until we get this pretty cleaned off for you. All right. So where I've been over-concerned with my life force, let's go ahead and remove any inhibitions I may have thought from my other lower level thinking. Before I evolved, I placed limitations on my life force. I now release them. Stay a little longer with this one. When you feel like you reach the optimum place with this, and you'll kind of know, it'll just feel good, just allow it to expand through all the cells of your body, the organs of your body, the venous system, the arterial flow, the lymph flow, the electrolyte balance, the salt balance, the hormonal balance, the brain, the nervous system, all of it. All the way into your bones, into the bone marrow, and throughout the blood, the ligaments, the joints, and any place that we are holding inflammation, let's go ahead and let that go. Overreaction, let's let that go. Tension, strain, anything in the way of instant health. A healthy body, a vigorous life force. Okay, there's still more. I'm going to continue to work. The next one is chaos. So we're going to continue to work on our life force energy throughout the call today. And I hope you keep that up just forever, really. I just want you to have, when you're in that space, that divine space, just get a little loving attention to the life force cord within the braid. The next braid is chaos. So we're given the divine right when we come here to be a bit random or disorderly in chaos. You can think of it as many ways, but this chaos can also be a way that we disrupt. And there might be times that disruption is called for. But we are in control of our chaos, but we don't usually know it. So I'd like you to kind of, you know, visualize or go into your knowing or go into your feeling or all three if they exist for you. It doesn't matter. One way is not superior to another. And if you're confused by that statement, feel free to contact me privately and I'll go over it with you. So let's go through the chaos. It's a divine right. You're born with it. It's right there, right in your system. So all the time that I have chaos and I've brought that to bear, but I didn't know it was me doing it. So let's go ahead and clear on all the projection within the chaotic field. And let's also balance it with a life force. So the chaos isn't running at a higher level than our life force. So that means we either need to calm the chaos or we need to raise the life force. And like I said, when I first got the download for the iRise program, this wasn't a part of it. But it seems to be important for the group today, so we're going to do it. Most of us will kind of like our chaos. We like our randomness. It's how we move through the world, and it's fine. We don't want any judgments about our chaos. People are often attracted to our chaotic nature. Some people think of it as charismatic, which seems weird, but if you kind of spend a little time with it, sometimes the chaotic ones are the ones that get a lot of attention. But also it can work possibly in a way that you're not really noticing in groups, where you might feel like your chaos isn't matching other people because they haven't really activated that chaotic field. So just go ahead and get it balanced with your life force and our next chord, which was interesting. I thought it would be called evolution. I thought it would be called growth. And growth is I was told growth is the closest, but I should tell you, it's your learning. And this is learning about the soul, about the planet, about you. And it's what you came here to do, to learn. Even people who know that they came here to be a teacher have a learning curve. Haven't met one yet who didn't. So I want to go to the learning. And maybe it was sort of given that name to sort of have a humble quality to it. But let's go through all the learning braid. That's braid, the cord within the braid of learning. And you can see how, because we have free will, how we use our life force, our chaos, and how we choose to set up our lessons. So any place that we have set up our learning for something we don't really need to learn, like people in the New Age world often talk about these lessons we learn, but what we really are trying to cultivate is wisdom. So anywhere that's been confusing for you, let's go ahead and clear that out of the learning cord. And how we see learning is learning wisdom, is learning that curious aspect of us that keeps us moving. If you're bored with life, maybe we need to work a little bit on this. I think we talked last time in our call about, you know, it's a very old story. It's thousands of years old. Teacher, what do I do when I become enlightened? And the teacher says, you chop wood and carry water. You do the same thing after you're enlightened as before. And I think many people have a different interpretation of what that means. My interpretation is When the light turns on, you transform everything you do. So the way you carry water might be different. The way you chop wood might be different. The way you do mundane tasks at work might be a little different. But you're still doing them. Because you're in this world, even if you're not of it. And I talk about this a lot, the beauty in a grain of sand, the beauty in a rose petal. When you can feel completely full on gazing on that energy, and you take it into everything you do, you have mastered your energy level. If you're still playing the role of my advanced spirituality should get me out of this, then you sort of missed the point. So go back and clean that up. If you have mundane tasks to do in your life, and we all do, most of us do, do them with that enlightened eye. Okay, so let's go back to our learning cord within the braid. We want to balance it with our life force and the chaos that we have control over. And for some of you, this is sort of turned off a little bit. So let's go ahead and get the light in it. So that the lessons that we're calling to ourselves, the experience that we're calling to ourselves, does not overwhelm the life force. But is in harmony. And we see a lot of people do that. Spiritual ambition, you come in and you just go and you go and you go and you work and you work and you work. And you don't mind the chaos you create and what happens because you're learning and you're growing. And then one day you wake up and you realize, I wasn't really paying too much attention to my life force. But you can. And it's not just your life force, it's the life force of others. Where we have a respect for the learning curve of others, their life force, and the chaos they want to create. Sometimes we step out of the way of that. We don't want to be in that wave. You can think of the chaos even as the pebble that falls into the pond, into the still pond. Just being here, you're making some difference. It's a power to know that. All right, so we're still balancing the learning cord within the braid. Balancing with the life force and the other. We learn on many levels. We learn on the physical level. We learn on a psychological level, psychic level. We learn in very wise spheres, and yet we still have these bodies. We want it all to be in harmony. All right, so I'm going to move again through this cord. We're just going to start opening it up, clearing it out, all the lessons I've drawn to me that went against my life force in a way that I was unconscious of. I'd like to make that conscious. Let's make all of these decisions conscious. So that when you catch yourself playing like a victim game, which we all do occasionally, you're able to turn it around really fast. People are very concerned about staying in the beautiful light that they have attained. Well, I am less concerned with you staying there and more concerned with your identity when you are there. And if you know where that light is, you will always find your way home. Do you see the difference? You can stay there and worry that maybe you'll fall out or maybe this won't last. It probably won't last. There'll probably be moments that you do go, you know, need to collect something else or need to have another experience where your vibration will shift a little bit. Just go ahead and integrate it and bring it back, and there you are. The mastery is, can I return? Can I turn it on? Will I remember to? That's your mastery. That is so much more important than how many moments you stay there, although that will get better and better and better. But worrying about it is a way that you might just fall right out of it, because now you've introduced that energy into it. So the learning and the wisdom is starting to move. Now, sometimes people have messages that coming from the inner that they're just not hearing. For me, they began at night. There are many times in my life I had to get up at night and meditate, and I just had to hear the message, whatever it was. And when I did that work, I actually was not tired in the morning. It's more tiring to be in resistance. So if you're not sleeping and you're doing your sleep hygiene, you know what you need to be doing, you might be getting messages at night that you just need to hear. Go to bed a little earlier. Go ahead and hear these so that you can sleep restfully and put everything in the golden vase before you go to bed. And if you're still not sleeping, there's something very deep coming up. And ask that that show up at a convenient time for you. Often we will hear things better when we're sleepy, because that really, you know, strong mind is in the way. And we're so busy judging it that we can't get it. Okay, good. All right, now I want to move through the learning of victimization, judgment, desire, planning, and the times that we put in our plan, chaos and loss. We have chaos, our friend, on the other side, but we can actually put that in our plan. Let's go ahead and level that up. Really cleaning these cords. And so now that we're in here, we can ask that these lessons or this learning that we're going to have come with grace automatically. So the light of grace is right in that cord. It has been, but we sort of burned it out by forgetting it. So, you know, use it or lose it sort of as part of this. So let's go ahead and imbue that line with grace. Calm equanimity. And I want to work on the way these three cords interact together within a braid. We want them to be easy. We want the relationships to be harmonious. Still working on this for everyone. This learning cord's kind of interesting. So a lot of times, I think many of us in our culture today take that learning and sort of abuse the life force with it. So let's go ahead and clear that pattern between the two. Another pattern we see with the life force pattern, with the life force cord, is that we activate the chaos, or we decide, you know, we don't care. Our physical life means nothing. Let's go ahead and just remove all of those patterns in all three cords. And we'll ask that the learning, once again, not interfere with the life force. Because the more life force you have, the more you can learn. And somewhere along the line, for many of us, it got corrupted, where, you know, a lesson took a little life out of us. So all the places where that exists for you, let's remove it. I'm kind of moving in between the braids, but in between the cords and the braid, but I'm going to go back to chaos. So some people use chaos as a way to disrupt harmony or to shift a lesson, or a lesson becomes painful, so they hit that button. So in some ways, our chaos has been a little out of control. It's been, you know, it's useful in times, and we always want options there. And it also gives us, you know, that part of us that says, yeah, I love life. Let me disrupt something. We need it a little bit to fit into the fabric of life. It's how we use it. So let's go ahead and let the chaos move within the fabric of life in the way of grace. You need chaos if you're going to disrupt an illness. And we're going back to the learning cord. We need to really upgrade these files. Some of these are just positively medieval. So let's let all the ages out, everything that we learned that is in the way, the learning that is inhibiting the learning. There's also accepting here. Sometimes we're so good at this as humans. You remember the story, you've heard it 1,000 times, where the guy's in a flood, he's on the roof, he's praying for God to please save him, and helicopters keep showing up trying to save him, and he keeps saying, no, God's going to come get me. So we have that a little bit in the human condition, where the lesson and what we're supposed to learn shows up, but we can't recognize it because we have an expectation it must be a certain way. And our polarities move that way. Our polarities, as we play in it, you know, we reject one side or the other. We're not able to get to that neutral middle ground where our power is. For most of us, our chaos is healthier than the rest. So we're going to stay with this balance a little bit more and upgrade how we think of learning, how we take in what we learn. And we see this with people. I talk to them all the time. They know that they learned a lesson, but they haven't figured out how to apply it to their life. They know they got this piece of wisdom, but it's just a bumper sticker. It's not in their life yet. So all the ways that you're inhibited to apply it through your own desire or somebody else's, let's go ahead and move that out. Now, when we believe other people are in control of our life force, it can be quite damaging because we're not able to, you know, we don't have control of our own switch. So we need to get into all the places in time, in history, in other dimensions, any lifetime, any way that you gave up authority for your life and death to somebody else. Please return that right to your heart flame. And we'll make a golden fountain. And anything that's inhibiting this braid that we all live with and working in harmony, let's go ahead and transmute it. This is also where you give authority over a condition. Just go ahead and love that part. So often we feel very powerless when other people to tap in for us. So any place that we're ready to return that sovereignty, go ahead and invite those parts into the flame, which is kind of watery and also light. A fountain of fire and flame. Dolphin energy is this way. It works with a couple of elements, air and water. And now we're working with the water and the flame and letting that transform. The water for nourishing the part of you that's coming home. The flame to assist in burning off anything that's just an entanglement. Very good. All right, so I want to also go through the braid, if we see the braid as a whole. And we're just going to go ahead and just lightly move off and shake off everything, you know, that's just hanging in there that doesn't need to be there. We want to have a pristine feel. I just got one of those cosmic jokes that we're the Brady Bunch today. Okay. So all programs, known and unknown to you, will release this from the braid. Any concepts that are outdated can go. All limitations can go. Everything that is unconscious that's ready to become conscious can do so now so that you get the full wisdom of it. I'm running energy between how they work together. And I see it move from the top of the head all the way down. All right, so we need our, it's kind of interesting, but we want the braid to be strong to all the directions on earth. So that's going to be north, south, east, west, and everything in between. And left and right. So the learning that comes in, which is often a left side, it will be just as comfortable in the light of the right side. And vice versa. Okay, I'm moving through all of this braid for everyone again. Just going to make a few more passes here. If you're hearing this on the recording, it will be just as effective. I'm going to go deep. Just give me a minute. Okay, now we're going to open the braid with light. So we're going to allow that fountain that we were talking about. And, you know, if you're working with animal spirits, that's fine too. Just have all the energy that feels nourishing to you. Just sort of expand, you know, all the cords within the braid. And each cord has more cords within it. So just sort of massage it up. Get it to work again. So what informs our learning are many things. Some of it's our soul, if we allow it to be, of course, and our desire. So if we put in there something that's really kind of incongruous to what we came to do, we'll end up with all these experiences where we're kind of going in circles or we've been there and done that. Let's go through that one and just clear out any desires you may have superimposed on the learning one that are no longer relevant to you. Each one of these is so much more powerful than I'm going into the detail with. The chaos is not in any way, you know, bad or evil. It really does have amazing potential, just in how we use it. And we're beginning to understand how to bring it into our sovereign understanding. Life force, most of us have been taught to think of that as pretty weak. So let's go ahead and practice getting the grace and loving light in there. So all the patterns of people dying or getting sick and dying can just leave. People get to make choices and people want to go out in a certain way, or they will or they won't, you know, but we want to just take the pressure to do it in certain ways off. Okay, good. And we're going to go back to the learning. And some of us are very disappointed in the lessons and we're judging our lessons. And as long as you're judging the life that you lived, you cannot get the wisdom out of it. You can't, because you haven't gotten to the place where you allow. So let's go ahead and remove the judgment. So this can be useful again. Let's go ahead and remove that. Good. Now, many of you have worked with me on our sovereign, the golden blanket sovereignty, which is a nice introduction to sovereignty. We've done a lot of work with it. How do you feel sovereign? Where is your power really? And I'd like you to go ahead and sort of see that sovereignty around you. And just sort of shake it off the way you would if you came in from the snow and you were getting snowflakes off of you. just sort of shake it off every once in a while. Okay. And that's a way to disrupt, you know, things sort of attaching, you know, that don't really belong to you. So you can move through time and space without getting stuck. So you can move through your tasks without getting bogged down in other people's thoughts. Just shake it off. Okay. Very nice, everyone. You're doing a really good job. So in case you forgot, I'd like you to feel that magnetic lotus or that Christos aspect of yourself. Or if you don't know what I'm talking about, just feel like a white candle and light it right in your core and let that expand. Beautiful. So I'm going to put on a continuous flow the working of the braid for our Brady Bunch. And I'm going to go to some written questions, and then we'll take callers. Okay. So Maria, she sent us a question about a place she has in on her shoulder, just below her shoulder, where if someone's thinking bad things about her or against her, that she feels something there. And I'm just going to say, in some ways, you know, that knowing is part of your awareness. That knowing is part of your awareness. So it's showing up physically. You can also just have it show up in your mind, and you can modulate how that shows up. But your awareness, that's what it is. And so once you shift from the body to awareness, the physical issue is going to go away. So the awareness is that calm equanimity. But what do? You don't want to ignore something like that. You might, but you definitely want to do a blessing for yourself. You want to just remind yourself of the Christos, or just turn that light on, let it get a little bigger. And you might be drawn to do it for them or not. Or you might say just something about, it depends on the situation. If it's a drastic situation that's not just a, you know, somebody you met on the street, you can go ahead and put them in an infinity loop, which is a figure eight, and you're in one side of the loop and they're in the other. And you run the energy between you on the figure eight. And there's a nexus between you, correct? And in that nexus, what we'll do is we'll just keep the light going. And we'll ask that all lessons be moved into wisdom for both of you, and particularly for you, because you're the one, you're asking it for them, but you're not putting any monitoring on that. It all goes back to you. When am I finished with this? What do I need to know? What wisdom do I need to really integrate in order to move forward? And because it's Earth, we might have quite a few of these. And some people, this is a lot of their life, what other people are thinking about them or wishing for them. And it can be quite daunting. So I've given you a very graceful way of dealing with that thing in your back that's telling you that. Just move it to awareness and handle it. If you're feeling something horrific, and this is addressing someone else who put in a question, although Maria, you might feel it yourself sometimes, if you're feeling something drastic, then I just want you to do the same thing in a different form, where you're just really feeling the light of the Christos, and you're bringing to you, and that everyone on the call can do this, the light within that water fountain with the light in it, all the parts of you attached to the continuous experience of other people being out to get you, and keep inviting them into your heart and love them. And once you take responsibility for the part of you attached to it, it will begin to dissolve. Now, sometimes we do most of the work, there's like 10% left, and it's still occurring. And what that is almost like a paper tiger. It's like the pattern that shows up, even though we've completed it, and just go that extra 10%, and the paper tiger disappears. And the paper tiger is something that seems horrible, but it's not really real. It just is showing up in the awareness in that way. If you're in real awareness, you know it's a paper tiger, but the sensory may feel it happening again because it takes it a while to leave the field, the energetic field. Okay. Okay, some of these questions I answered in our work. Okay. Anna Corinne, I want to talk to you a little bit about this. She has a sense of finally feeling this energy, you know, this attraction energy for someone after a long time. And it's someone who might be, you know, socially too young or too old. And I'm just being general with this because all of us have experienced this on some level. So there's several things here. Two I'm going to mention. One is sometimes when we re-experience something that's sort of been buried for a while, we do it safe by making the object of our desire someone who is out of reach. And then we can safely experience and own those. And then the next step is I would challenge what is out of reach or inappropriate and let those limitations dissolve because it may not be. It's not just men with younger women. It's the other way too. And as souls, we're all a certain age, right? Okay, so let's go ahead and take a caller. And everyone, please stay in that light space. We're in some pretty deep areas, so I want everyone to feel sovereign as we go through the colors.
Hello. Hey, Sherry. Hey. Hi. Can you come back to me only because I'm in a store right now? I'll be leaving like in 2 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hello.
Hi. This is Gail.
I'm sorry. Say your name again.
It's Gail.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing better. I just feel from the last call, and now we're talking about sovereignty. I have this rage that just keeps flaring up, and I keep working on it, and I work with my naturopathic doctor and my sacrocranial therapist to move a lot of the energy out, and now we're talking about sovereignty and other people taking that sovereignty and bringing it back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know where I'm at in this anger issue because I get these little flare-ups and I'm more aware of it and trying to stay neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just roars through me like, you know, just a horrible rage. That, and I know it comes up from my mother and my stepfather.
Sure.
Issues
so
I dealt with
about,
them. But so it's like, where am I on that?
So when we're in ingrained patterns, they, you know, it's not just like, oh, I choose not to deal with that. I'm done with you. You know, that's just not normally the way that gets to the other end of it. And what I will say is there are 100,000 little wisdoms we can't even comprehend that require us to continue, that knock on the door, and say, are you ready to deal with this? Are you ready to elevate this? Are you ready to take that back? You know, all of these reactions we have are someone knocking on our little spiritual window saying, are you ready? Are you ready to do something about this? And so I know you're ready. I know you've done it. And I know you're not really sure, because when you're in the middle of it, there's just like, you know, a little bit of chaos, really. It's hard really to see where the beginning and the end is in it. So what I suggest we do is just do a big piece of it today. So for you and other people feeling enraged that they're not in their sovereign self, I'd like you to invite those places into that flame. And Gail, let's do that. Sometimes we neutralize, but it's not actually neutralizing. It's just getting rid of. It's just tamping it down, getting it out of the field. But the actual work is to keep feeling the rage. So we don't want to judge the rage. We probably don't want to be around sharp objects at that time, but we don't want to judge it. We just want to allow the rage to inform us. And it's not actually the rage. The informer, the part that is you, is a light within it that's trapped within that reaction. So let's go in there and find her. So she's finding her power in the rage of others. She feels more powerful in their energy than yours. So let's go ahead and strengthen your own sense of power and bring that back. You're doing it. And tell me what you feel.
Well, it's the solar plexus area that is, you know, kind of tight. And of course, I've been feeling very nauseous, and it's been going on for a while, but I'm noticing in the last couple of weeks I'm really nauseous and I have headaches. So I'm sure this is with the rage coming up. It's part of it.
Okay. So also other ways it sort of knocks on the window of your sovereignty, getting your attention. So let's go ahead and love all of it that's in those symptoms, in the symptom of nauseousness and headache. What was the other one?
I just the nauseating, feeling like I want to throw up, or the headaches. And usually they come in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and it's before I wake up, so it's almost like preparing for the day.
Mm.
And I have to put an ice pack on my head. Sometimes, you know, I just have to get through the nausea in the morning, but by the mid-afternoon, I'm okay.
Okay, Gail, let's go ahead and love all the parts of yourself that are feeling these reactions. So again, this is an example of separating out the life force, you know, and the lesson. So let's go ahead and just 100% infinite potential for your physical self. Good. Good. All right, I'm feeling something coming over like the left side of you. Let's go ahead and invite that into the fountain. It's, you know, we used to use this as a heart sanctuary, and you can still use it that way. Just with really big things, sometimes it's nice to have it a little separate from the physical heart. Okay, and we can do more faster. So let's love this. This is sanctuary too, by the way. Let's keep moving. All right, this is like this creepy crawler, dark, dense aspect of you that kind of feels like a little, you know, I'm using the word low life, but just because she's kind of crawling on her belly, I want to love her. Downtrodden, keeps her head down. Memories coming up at night for you?
Any what coming up at night?
Memories.
If I do, I don't remember them.
Right. I think that's why you're nauseous. So we don't have to remember something before it's ready to reveal itself. The soul has its own timing and whether to remember or not. But we want the love present.
Okay.
And I want to love that part of you that goes to bed and thinks you're going to wake up with a headache and nauseousness because of what's churning in the soul at night. I think the night is actually, you know, things are a little quieter in the night. There's less movement out there. We can access our soul sometimes easier in the evening. And I think it's perfectly okay to go to bed early and just let this energy flow.
Okay.
Just let that flow. Keep loving. How are you feeling? So do you see just numbing yourself out?
Say that again, please.
You just numbed yourself out?
I probably did.
Yeah.
I'm really good at that.
Because it's been so overwhelming that that this is the way that you have dealt with it. So let's go to that part that has used numbing as a tool. And it's been very helpful at times, but not when you're really allowing things to move. It puts a stop.
And that's what I've been dealing with too, because after we do some of the calls, I notice that I'll get really depressed and it's like something keeps blocking. And so I think we're on point there when it comes to the numbing, which is causing the blocking.
Right. And then you get depressed because the energy is not moving, which is
yeah.
A definition of depression. Things are just not moving. So let's love this part that numbs, the part that's hidden, the calls and the numbing. Now that part gets nauseous to me. She's trying to save you from something. And you don't have, just tell her you don't have to know everything that happened, but you want to just love the part that keeps you from being whole. And she'll tell you in her own time. Now take it a step at a time here.
Yeah.
So the numbness, that numbness is almost like a blanket on you.
I can believe that.
Yeah. And it was protective. I mean, we need a real golden blanket on you. So for anybody who's having symptoms, let's bring in like the golden blanket energy. I'm going to bring in a little bit of blue blanket energy. This is all in our store, but this is energy that we've used before. So this is healing and growth kind of going 24/7 with you, just sort of working this with you. So
okay.
We're not empowering the pattern of numbing.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Gail. All right. Take care.
Bye
bye. Bye. 917.
Oh, Sherry, hi, it's Kate.
Oh, hi, Kate. I'm glad you raised your hand.
Thank you so much. I'm doing better. I think that chosen when I last talked to you, and that did help me feel better, just sort of letting go of past stuff and really intentionally doing that. And I've been less stressed about the rentals, but at the same time, it's like, part of me is just like, oh, I don't want to think about them and do that. And then the other part of me is like, oh, man, I'm losing money. And what am I doing? Like, I'm partly trying not to be stressed and just saying that's not important. You know, like the peace of mind is the most important thing. But then I'm also not, I don't know, I guess just whatever energy wants to come up, like the patterns of procrastination, disorganization, but then at least feeling better inside and not feeling depressed and upset and things like that. So it's kind of a fine line between.
Okay, let's take one and let's use procrastination because so many people love this one. So let's bring procrastination in. Sometimes we procrastinate because we're not really prepared in our strength to handle something. Let's keep loving. So we have a habit of giving the job. We want someone else to handle it for us, or we're kind of in that place where we don't really trust ourselves. Let's keep loving. And we're struggling with the identity of the new person we've become. And if we do struggle with the identity of a new person we become, we usually create a situation where we become the old person that we were, except we're less comfortable.
Really?
Yes, because if you go backwards, you've already felt an expansion. So when you kind of lower yourself again, that's a little more tough. That's love. So you also asked a question. I'm still loving these parts, by the way, and you do that too. So you ask a tantra question in the things. Do you remember that? Do you want me to answer it here?
Sure. Yeah, my body feels like all achy everywhere. I don't know if it was just like pulling the muscles or something, or just I just feel like
after tantra,
like muscle pain everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. So that's not tantra. Tantra is an energy sharing which renews the life force with another being, plant or animal. And tantra is something we can do with ourselves. I was just thinking last week, I should do a MP3 on tree tantra. So tantra is about your own energy. No one gives that to you. That is your own energy. And you learn to circulate it, and you learn to master it. So if you're feeling a loss of energy, first drink a lot of water. But if you're feeling a loss of energy, the first question is, where did it go? So let's go ahead and call back the part of you that feels like she may have lost energy, and that's why you're aching.
Mm. And could it be myself creating that? Like, oh, is this good energy or bad energy in that person and stuff like that? Like, is it too much of my mind thinking it might be bad energy and then it creates it?
In my experience with tantra, it's always 100% good and it always feels 100% good. But many people use that word for things that are not tantra.
Mm-hmm.
So tantra is a renewal of life force. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you use it with a tree, you breathe out and you see the core of the tree and you see the core of you and you circulate your energy. Some goes down below you and through the roots of the tree, up the tree, and out the leaves into you, into your crown, and you just circulate. You get a lot of information about the tree. Feel great with the tree. The tree feels renewed too. And you're just practicing life force energy with the tree. It's almost like a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
People do that with their pets as well. You can also do it with yourself. But if you're in that frame of mind, in the tantra frame of mind, there's no loss of energy whatsoever. If there's like a game being played, that's completely different. And the game could be your own. Maybe you believe that this will be a loss of energy. So go ahead and invite anything that's gone back, that you let go of back. Your inner authority. Some of your procrastination is a desire to stay unconscious about things. So let's go ahead and allow yourself to be conscious for what you need to know in a graceful way. How are you feeling, Kate?
Better.
Good. You sound good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good. Amazing call. I really love the information. Last time that we worked together, it was rejection and worthiness, or feeling unworthy. And we got down to a certain level, Sherry, where for a few days I felt a whole different level of power and strength. Mm. And the word that came up was invincibility. It was crazy. It was just crazy. It was just amazing. It was a knowing of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was there for a few days. And then I got an email from my ex, and a shock came through my body.
Of course.
Right, exactly. You know, like it was really a shock. It was in my solar plex, I think, in my heart, and that just, you know, I'm not saying that took that away or anything, but I didn't have this reaction for days. You know, I was able to, you know, just move on, but I did feel the feeling, like kind of what you were talking about today. It was not carrying it. So I wanted to see if you could, you know, see what. You know, what happened there, shock and that, I want to get back to that feeling again, not to, you know, chase it or anything, but I think there are layers of something there, either unworthiness or rejection or something.
Right. So invincibility is something we all own, and occasionally we, you know, it's in, you know, the center court of who we are. We feel invincible.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of ways we can see invincibility. Part, it's a spiritual truth. Our soul is invincible. And we play a lot of games with it so we don't feel that. Sometimes that soul truth we think of as a physical one. So most of us have had times in our life that we know that we're 100% protected, everything's going to go great, and like we could walk on water. But I don't know anyone where that's really true 100% of the time. It's just like something that shows up sometimes. And then we love it when it's there, and we love it when we don't. So what your soul has shown you, that's one of the things that you're working on, invincibility. Feeling not controlled by other people is another way to think of invincibility, that who you are is sovereign and other people cannot affect it. So what does the soul do? The soul brings in another actor, and you get to see through the email that you got how invincible you really are. And it's not that one is bad or the other. It's probably just another level you're about to go to. So you don't want to judge how you react. You want to just notice how you react. You want to substitute judgment, denial, suppression for noticing. And if we're noticing, we're allowing everything to move into empowerment. So let's go to, you know, that part of you that is invincible. I want you to hold that in your flame, your fountain, and then also the part of you that was in shock. And be with both. How are you feeling, Dan?
Yeah, it's like almost like a dance. You know, I feel the invincibility. I can feel that, and then I feel this other energy come. you know,
right,
that I'm calling
right.
towards, which is the shock. And then it just, I think in time here, it's dissipating. That's, you know,
that's
that
right.
shock. Is that,
this is the polarity that you play with. Now, I can just take it away, you know, but this is a beautiful moment for you. This is where you're mastering how to handle that energy. So rather than just take it away, let's see if we can just love it into its next form. Let's keep loving.
Okay.
I feel like you have set up a series of things like this in your life for this learning. And they're all places where, you know, you kind of gave your authority and invested a lot into a certain way that isn't really true.
Yeah.
So what's absolutely. The worst thing that can happen here? What's the worst thing that can happen?
You mean with that situation, Sherry, or?
Yes, yes.
You mean with just myself?
Whatever is the worst thing.
You know, to me, the worst thing is that I don't even feel anything. I can't think of you know, honestly, I'm like,
so
it doesn't
is the worst
feel like
thing
anything.
Just,
the worst,
yeah, okay, go ahead.
Is that I would pay money, that I'd have to pay money. That's all.
Okay.
That, you know what I mean, in that situation. The worst one is that there's money going out. If there was a worse thing, that's it.
Okay, so let's remove your life force from money.
Okay.
I think we talked about this last time. I just pull you've got most of it, but get all of the life force out, whatever that amount is. Get all of that life force out of it. You know, your life has been slowed down in 1,000 different ways because of this. This is your ticket to freedom.
Right.
You know, and it's not that the money doesn't, the money's not buying you freedom. The finishing it is your ticket. And then it also is a money lesson too. Because we put that much emphasis on money, then we're not able to really use money in the way that we can use money. We put too much priority on it. And so, you know, you can bless this money many, many ways. And I've done this for loss before. Emotional loss is more difficult, but just go into that money and think of the best blessing for your ex and your children that you can. And may it multiply 1,000 times to help them. And then you can also add yourself to the family because you were part of the family. Just make that however you need to make it beautiful, and then write the darn check and be done. This is my best advice to you. Now, there's probably going to be feelings, and those feelings are just the leftover stuff. Some of those are paper tigers, and some of those will be informing you of others. But if you're asking for mastery, this is how it generally shows up. And the more you notice rather than judge or suppress, the faster it'll work for you and the more grace it will be for you.
Okay.
Now, if you really believe this is a ton of money and a lot of your life force, it's going to cause more chaos financially for you.
Sure. Absolutely.
Does that make sense? So,
yeah, it sure does.
So it's actually in your best interest to bless them. It's in your best interest on every level to make this, you know, just be done and just, you know, whatever it is that came as that shock, you know, whatever informed you of that, getting a different perspective on how other people felt about it, just sort of allow that to be there and keep loving all of it. You're not done with that part. So keep loving through all of that. I think you have all the tools to do that. I don't see anything that's in the way of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you just said loving through that, meaning loving through anything in the way of me blessing this and expanding it and moving it forward, right?
Right.
And
right.
getting it done. Okay. Yes.
The getting it
okay.
done. Be in action right. with this. Don't stand on the don't go to the sideline and be a non-participant, right? Don't do that.
Okay.
Just move nope. forward. Try a different way than what you did last time. Just do that. Now, and the more you do that, the less you'll have to integrate, because just the action itself will be integrating. But there's like, you know, hundreds of little things in this email that she sent you showing up. And so so just keep loving, just keep loving, just keep loving. And just let it be over.
Okay.
This is the way to really release many things.
Okay, awesome, Sherry. Thank you very much. That's perfect.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh, bye.
Oh,
I think that's me.
Hi, who's
Sherry?
This?
It's
yes?
Myra.
Hi, Myra.
Hi. I have a question. I liked what you were saying about the Tantra.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a process that I've done with my helping spirits, my allies, not all of them, but a few, of merging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I merge, and then I see, experience the world through them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of their energies do come in when I've done that.
Right.
Is it Tantra that you're talking about the same thing, or is this more like a mingling of the energies, of your energy and the energy of, say, a tree?
Right.
Is it
okay.
Mingling.
Let me go through the process. So what
okay.
you're doing is like a merging. And so when you're merging,
right.
you always want to completely not merge, which is also an aspect of Tantra. You know, a well-taught Tantra is, so let's say it's two people. I mean, a tree is great. But if you have the right Tantra mind, it doesn't matter who the partner is. It doesn't matter which kind of tree it is. None of
right.
that matters, right? So so now I'm going to talk about a meditative Tantra, because you have to master that before you can, you know, before people go off and do like a sexual Tantra. The meditative one is what I'm speaking to, and this is where the mastery begins and ends, quite frankly. So you're sitting there, person is right next to you, and, you know, you just sort of open. You can open each chakra, just clear it. Everybody clears their side. And you connect so that you've got that infinite flow through. And there's a grounding experience that each takes. And now you're going to circulate energy. So generally, there's a couple approaches. One is you can connect at every chakra level. And you start at the bottom and you go up.
Mm-hmm.
Some people start at the top and go down.
Mm-hmm.
And some people skip that step. And I find each just as valuable. And they just do the circulation. And that's a connection at the bottom, the root chakra. And it goes like up one person's spinal cord, above their head, and down through the next person. And that energy is circulating. And the attention of each person goes through that circulation. So as you go up, chakra 1, 2, 3, 4, and, you know, it doesn't have to be chakras. It can just be points in your spine. But most people do it with chakras. You go all the way through, and you circulate that energy. And but it's not just between the two of you. You have the infinite energy there, too. So you're letting that circulate. You're letting that circulate. You're letting that circulate. And there should be healing, because the consciousness healing of one person also will be shared with the other person as you reach that level where they need it. So it's almost like a healing at the same time. At the end
uh-huh.
of this, there's a lot of other things you could do. Then you reverse the flow.
Uh-huh.
And then you separate the flow. So you separate
right.
it by each person holding onto that divinity. And then you separate the energies. Each person becomes a sovereign being once again, right? And so
uh-huh.
that type of Tantra doesn't have to be any particular partner. They don't have to be sexually attracted to you. It's just a soul,
right.
A soul that you're working with. And this is how
right.
all of life should be. And in fact, every connection we have with anyone has some sort of energetic tantra happening. This is just a way to make it more conscious. Does
right.
that make sense?
Mark, yeah. Oh, no, it does. It makes a lot of sense. So, okay, can I ask another
sure.
question?
Sure.
So I have I have an ally that came in, I don't know, a while ago. It happens to be Saint Nicholas.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And he has a big bag of gifts.
mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, it just came to me while I was listening to you of doing a tantra with this being. Does
yes.
that make any kind of sense?
Yes, it does. It's a great way to accept the fact that you're feeling a little lacking. And then there's a part of you that's very abundant.
Okay.
So, yeah,
all right.
That's a great way to do it. And then I, you know, you take it that step further. Everything outside of you is also inside of you.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you might learn through this tantra, which might be a wonderful place to begin. Just make sure it's
okay.
clear.
That sounds like fun.
And it's who you think it is. Just make sure it's clear, right?
Right. Right, yeah. Okay,
people
thank
are
you.
Easier than entities, if you understand what I'm
saying. Oh, okay, yeah.
You
all right, yeah.
Have
no,
that
I see what
clarity.
You're saying.
You absolutely, you know, there's only one energy circulating through you, but you're getting the wisdom
okay.
of another.
Right.
Okay, very good. And sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Myra. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi,
Sherry.
Hi.
It's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Sherry, it has been such a wonderful journey for the past few weeks with yourself and the group. I feel mm-hmm. like I have released a lot of old baggage, and a lot of stuff has come up for me that I've even forgotten about. So I've been doing quite a bit of integrating and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Being coming into my own, shall I say.
Uh-huh.
And to be quite honest, I didn't really have any questions when you sent out the email a couple of days ago to ask if we had any questions to send in. I actually feel very, very clear.
Wonderful.
And light.
Mm-hmm.
And I am really open to the new. I feel my birth number and soul path number is 3.
Ah.
And I just had 3 years. The 12th of July was 3 years that I left my, well, I have been saying 3D job,
uh-huh.
but my last job to work for myself. And
mm-hmm.
I have, well, to do holistic healing. Most of the 3 years has been spent really working on myself, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I have been supported.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I am ready now to move out, back out, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I would like to, like, attract perhaps a part-time job so I can do my healing work or really start attracting new clients.
Uh-huh.
And this is where I'm at. And I think, well, I know doing this work with you has really helped me to shift out of fear
mm-hmm.
and into opening to magic and new, to the new.
Wow. Thank you.
I want you to feel in and see if there's any part of me that is blocking that opening, or
no.
if you are sensing clarity.
No, the next step is being comfortable in action. And
right.
so I'd work with all hesitation. And, you know, when you get perfect clarity, and you have the ability to get perfectly clear as to your next step, then just get all the little minor steps there, because there's usually minor steps, and just allow them to show up, and then ask every single day, what do I do to move forward in this today? And listen to your answer and comply. This is an excellent way to get your soul relationship moving And I teach all my people to do that when they're starting a new endeavor in particular. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's not like a block. It's more like you're so used to that power center. The tantra with the world is your next step, sort of getting out there and letting yourself be known just in a different level than you have so far.
Okay.
And so that might be uncomfortable on some level. What do you feel when I say that?
Well, Sherry, everything that I call in, and I'm calling in the new, and I'm open to divine guidance, and
mm-hmm.
I do, in my morning prayers,
mm-hmm.
ask my higher self, what can I do today to be 100% aligned with my highest potential? That might be going outside and picking a flower, you know,
beautiful.
Whatever that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And it has come to me, you know, mm-hmm. through speaking with others as well, that, you know, sometimes I think as light workers and energy healers and spiritual people who are, like all of us on the call who are working to release and to, you know, to live our best and best lives, should I say, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves and complicate things. Well, I know that I do at times. And when in reality, just simply being joyful will attract like a magnet everything that we want, you know?
There is a lot to be said for that. Being
yes.
joyful, attracting. So there are action steps and then there's being steps.
Right.
And just knowing what you're doing next is the way. Now you're talking about attracting it to you with doing less. And when you're completely in the flow, it's very powerful. Sometimes when new doors open, we are asked to do more actively, but it just, you know, it just depends what you hear. And I think you are in trust. I'm not seeing any blocks. When you meditate in the morning, are you feeling a block?
Well, I pray. I say
mm-hmm.
prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Not huge on meditation, although I am doing work with other healers that have short, like light language meditations of 10
mm-hmm.
to 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that I'm asking for, like all of the new, I am asking that it come to me or be shown to me with ease and grace and in the most benevolent way for me. So in other words, no, not any shock or, you know, I just ask for ease and grace.
Okay. I wonder why you thought there might be shock.
No. When I said ease and grace, I was just clarifying why I'm asking for ease and grace as a matter
mm-hmm.
of clarification,
Okay. I don't see, you know, to your original question, I'm not seeing any reason why this wouldn't happen. I think you want as much ease and grace in being active as you are in your prayers and
yes.
in your intent. And so
yes.
you want to equalize that. I'm just as happy, you know, in my energy that I have built around myself as I am in a more uncomfortable situation that might be a little uncomfortable. I don't see that as your next thing that's going to happen, but that would be something if you're looking for something to equalize and to empower yourself with, that would be it.
Okay, Sherry.
You're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Sherry. It's Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
How's the summer?
Busy. Summer is a very busy time. There's all
uh-huh.
sorts of birds flying and nests making and bees and just very busy out there.
Oh, great.
you were saying earlier in the call when you were talking about someone's sleep, you mentioned something about when you're going to sleep, get your golden vase. And I don't know that. Is there a lovely little something I can do before going to sleep that might help me?
Yeah, I thought I sent an email to everyone about that.
Oh,
but,
maybe you did and I missed it.
Okay, but this is what it is. Just before you go to bed, you know, if you've done all your sleep hygiene, you know, you've done all your sleep hygiene, but your sleep is still disturbing a little bit, put everything that may or may not consciously or unconsciously disturb you in that vase, kind of energize that golden vase, and then you can, that part can work while you're sleeping, is what I'm saying.
Gotcha. Okay.
That can work while you're sleeping. Now, the other point where we're talking about sleep, sometimes the night, you know, calls us into our deeper soul.
Sure.
So go to bed a little earlier, do your work in that night. Because sometimes, rather than having a tossing and turning all night, it's better just to go talk to your soul and see what the heck they need to tell you. And then you can rest. All right. Much love.
Thanks.
Thanks, Megan. Bye.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Sherry, it's Roxanne.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, thank you for the great call. It's been phenomenal. I can, like, almost relate to every person who's called in, so it's really helpful.
Okay.
My question is, what I feel like I carry so much tension in my jaws and to the point where I, like, clench stuff so bad. You know, during the day and during the night, and I can't figure out what I keep carrying in that area that's not releasing, so I was hoping you could help with that.
Roxanne, tell me once again where the area is.
It's in my jaw.
Okay, let's go to your jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the left or right side?
It's both, but more on the right, but I think
yeah,
it's
that's
both.
How it feels. Okay, so let's go there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing in tension from above, from the crown. Just go ahead and let that move through. Your crown to your jaw. Just let things move that didn't quite work. It's like energy came into clear, but it didn't completely clear. Remove that out. I want to allow the jaw to hang on the TMJ. Just allow your jaw to hang rather than clench. So if you took your fingers, like your index fingers, and you went to the sorest spot on each side of your jaw and just gently pulled down, let that happen. Mm-hmm. Let me go to all those places and loosen that up. And the energy, sometimes when we talk about digesting energy or integrating energy, it hits us in our mouth because that's where we usually get energy and digest. So anything that's undigested that's bothering you, let's go ahead and integrate that and open that flow, the spiritual flow. And also this you want to turn over to the calm mind, the mind of equanimity. So all the things that are bothering you in this area, just allow that to be held in the mind of equanimity. How are you feeling?
I'm just now starting to feel it kind of ease a little bit.
What's your pain level?
I would say it's getting close to like, it's super annoying. So I would give it like an 8 or 9.
Right at this moment.
At this moment, I would say it's probably down to maybe a 4 or 5.
Okay. So when we're saying, so let's go to what happened there, how, you know, you're thinking of what it was before. So let's go ahead and integrate all the parts of you that expect it to go back to the other pain level.
Yeah.
And let's integrate those.
Okay.
Is that sort of indicating you don't really believe it can be resolved, or some part of you is resistance to resolution? So let's love
yes.
those parts. And then we also want to go to, see, there's some sort of let go energy. The belief that you can let go.
Mm-hmm.
And then letting it all move through. You're not letting some of the good energy move through and do its job. It's like, so we can use Santa Claus as that came up. Santa Claus sneaks into your house, is going to deliver a gift. And you wake up in the middle of the night, you run in and you snap the picture.
Mm-hmm.
you're so busy getting the picture that you haven't opened the gift yet, right? And so that package mm-hmm. getting delivered is sometimes the moving of other energy and the transformation of something. So let's go ahead and just let that energy transform. They get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get thinking out of the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
You have some life experiences with your jaw that weren't very fun, so I want to love all those experiences and all the experts, dentists. Do you have any other questions?
I did have one more question,
mm-hmm.
and that was regarding, for some reason, I have this really uncomfortable feeling. Like, we're remodeling a house that we recently mm-hmm. bought, and it's so hard for me to, like, get involved with it and make the decisions and keep things going, which I actually love that process.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I feel, like, so blocked, and I don't know if it's me that's blocking myself or maybe, like, we shouldn't have bought the house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure out which end it's on.
Well, if you shouldn't – since you bought the house, shouldn't have bought it. Is no longer part of it, right? So let's invite mm-hmm. all the parts of you that are still stuck in should I or shouldn't I have not bought this? Because stalling it won't help. You'll either, mm-hmm. what, live in it and love it or sell it, right? I mean, those are kind of
right.
your options. So let's go ahead
yeah.
and, or you might rent it, but just go ahead and invite in all those, you know, it's like being, you know, 8 months pregnant. You know,
yeah.
your options are limited. You know? So we might as well get a nursery built. Let's go ahead and love these parts that are indecisive and don't trust yourself.
Uh-huh.
So you want to trust yourself on every choice you make, to love it, to leave it, to rent it, to sell it. Just keep trusting. We'll get a little bit of Dan's invincibility here for you. Just knowing that all choices, you know, are going to be fine for you. Okay, so let's go into this empowered feeling. You're kind of missing an empowered. You're sort of substituting personality for empowerment. So let's get back empowerment.
Yes, you're so right.
And all lack of decision. Just go ahead and bring that in. How are you feeling now?
Mm-hmm. Much better.
Okay.
And then what's the key? Okay, so you mentioned something earlier that maybe like my energy, my like healing energies, you know, are trying to come through, but I must be blocking them because they don't finish the process.
Right. You're not allowing the whole process. It's like
uh-huh.
sort of like this. You really want it. It seems really good. And there's always the initiation or the beginning, the invitation to change. And that shows up
mm-hmm.
and that's sexy and that's fun and that's light. But change actually requires something of us. We're actually transforming a little. We're giving something up to get something completely renewed. So we have that sexy
mm-hmm.
kind of invitation. And I don't mean like sex, but, you know, something intriguing,
mm-hmm.
something wonderful, something, but kind of like, we get, you know, we want to say yes to this invitation, but then we don't want to change either. We don't want to quite give up the life that we have.
Okay.
And so that's when the struggle begins and we end up in resistance. So there is some resistance, and quite a bit of it is unconscious for you. So if you were to do like a prayer or energy work every day, it would be releasing my resistance to my aligned life. I release my resistance to the best outcome for this home. I release my resistance with, and just fill in the blank, because you have quite a bit that's just sort of stalling it. So the light comes in, it starts doing its work, and you go, oh, no. And it's like it gets stuck in your jaw, and it gets stuck here, and then memories come up, and this is all part of what healing is, but on all levels, body, mind, and spirit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, totally. That was really helpful for me. So just stay in the allowing part is what you're saying.
Allowing, yes. And if you know, if you listen to many of the callers today, you know, you'd, sometimes we don't realize how we're suppressing something or numbing something, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but when we let go of those resistances, things allow and they move, and things don't stagnate in the body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you confused?
And then, no, I'm not.
Okay,
makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not confused. I just don't know, like, when you allow it to transform, does it actually, like, dissipate from your body, or does it turn into a more powerful energy?
That's exactly right. It turns into a more powerful energy. So when you bring everything into that, you know, we work with the fountain in the heart that has, you know, the gold light and the white light. We let anything go in there, it transforms. So it's going to be shifting in its being. Now, you can settle something. You can just align it, and you can integrate it, and it will feel better. But it may not be completely synthesized into the new yet, and it'll just keep showing up until we finish it. So you just keep loving and loving. And you know the moment when, Roxanne, when it completely synthesizes, because it's like this, whoa, I have this renewal. and that will normalize in a higher way. You know, we don't stay in those peaks. We kind of normalize. They become normal for us. And then different things come in and we use it. But all in all, we are changing one step at a time.
Okay.
Any other questions?
All right. No, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Okay, I want to take one other question that came in, and it had to do with the medical community and the resistance to this and the resistance to the medical community and drugs and, you know, all the things we call in for care in our life. I believe all things are of light, and I believe a medical doctor, a naturopath, an acupuncturist, the guy at the grocery store, all of these things could bring some spark of support to anything that anybody's going on through. I don't discount medical in a complete way. All things are evolving. So if you're in need of medical support, for goodness sakes, say yes. Now, the other part of this person's question was their resistance to what their partner might go through. So we want to love all the parts of ourselves that resist all stages of life. Medical drugs are generally another way of delivering herbs. Medical drugs are generally made from herbs in a synthesized form, often synthetic, but it often, not always, is more consistent than what an herb can deliver. Now, is it better or worse? It just depends on the person. Some people do better with one, and some people do better with another. And what works for me may not work for somebody else. And these are very individual things. But when we have a lot of judgments about it, they really cannot do their job. And our job when we're caretaking someone who's in, you know, a great deal of physical distress is to love them, to love every decision they make, and to love their life and just to be with it. The resistance that we have may not be to the resistances that we think we're resisting. So for everyone out there dealing with this, I just want to say I love you And let's go ahead and just bring in the big L love for all of us. And I'm going to go back to that braid that we had in the beginning with our Brady Bunch. And we're just going to strengthen that for everyone. It's much more balanced for every single one of us than when we began. And I'd like to thank everyone for participating in this call today. We have added a question and answer call next week. And bring your questions about the iRise program and process, and we'll also take some personal ones, and we'll do a process. So it's not lightweight. It'll be a good call. I'll go ahead and take a deep breath. And I'd like to say a hooey ho, everyone.
Oh, hooey ho. This is so wonderful. Thank you
so much.
Aloha.
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 All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye now.